The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
There's a new weight loss product that's quickly becoming part of the Blaze family, and it works great. Hi there, it's Doc Thompson for Riduzone, R-I-D-U-Zone.com. I love the story about how a previously undiscovered molecule found in olive oil can help control appetite and boost your metabolism. What I didn't realize is how many of us here at the Blaze just love the stuff. Chris, Sarah, Tom, even Stu, all lost 10 pounds minimum in the last 21 days. Check out Riduzone.com, R-I-D-U-Zone.com. Use the promo code DOC and get 30% off your order. That's Riduzone.com. Alyssa Milano is somebody that I really thought there was an opportunity for us to find some common ground.
Right.
I called her out on something, and she ended up tweeting back, and we got into a little bit of a Twitter battle. Mm-hmm. But it was fairly, this is months ago, fairly cordial. I mean, mm-hmm. I said, listen, you're misunderstanding. I may have misunderstood something about you. So I DM'd her because she followed me back. Went back and forth. Ended, you know, amicably. And I was like, listen, I mean, I'm snarky and we make our points, but I am willing to find and want to find common ground. And if you are true that that's what you want, you come on this program. I said, we're always respectful to people that disagree in those situations. It may get heated, but, you know, we're respectful and we'll, you know, and okay, maybe down the road and whatever, a little unsure. Then we got into another thing at one time, cleaned it up. And finally, I was like, listen, Alyssa, and I have the DMs. I'm just like, listen, you're clearly misunderstanding. You're not doing this right. And, you know, hey, I'm here. I'm not going to bother you anymore. I'm not stalking you on DM. And you want to know, you want to talk, I'll help you promote, whatever. This is what we do. Talk to me. No. And then over the following couple of months, she is becoming really close to the derangement syndrome thing. Just nutty about the stuff. And I still offer, Alyssa, call in. We'll sit down and talk about this stuff. I truly believe there is more common ground in America than not.
Right.
And you can help if you can talk to your people and say, listen to the points we're making, and yeah, I'll do the same. 60 Minutes just interviewed one of her former co-stars, Rose McGowan from Charmed.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen to the clip.
Your former Charmed co-star, Alyssa Milano, gets a lot of credit for helping Me Too go viral. So? Are you proud of her?
I don't like her.
Why?
Because I think she's a lie.
Why?
Do you think I don't know these people? I'm not looking at this from the outside. I have a lot of experience. I know she's married to a CIA agent. Do the math. Who's behind Time's Up? CIA. Where do they meet? CIA. Who needs good PR? CIA. Who are part of the pimp problem, CIA.
These are very powerful people you're talking about.
They are. So am I.
Oh, that's actually from Nightline, not 60 Minutes. Is that that's Nightline.
That was Nightline. Unbelievable.
That is amazing.
CAA is by the one way, of the premier
talent agencies, right, in Hollywood. Her husband, I didn't realize this, if she's right, is a CAA, not CIA, CAA, Creative Artist Agencies or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That is, I don't like her. She is a lie. She called her out that the stuff she's saying. Now, Rose has come across to me as being also very nutty on the left.
Right.
That gives me pause and another level of respect to say that even if I disagree with Rose.
She gets guts.
Right. She's got guts. And maybe hers at least comes from a true place in her heart. Remember, there's two parts. There's two people on the left.
Right.
As we mentioned.
You can disagree with the ideology.
Yes. And we can get along. Whatever. Yeah. That's fine. And then there's the people that claim they think those things and probably do a little bit, but are doing it to promote themselves. Auntie Maxine, for example.
Right.
If you really believe those things and you reach that from a good place, I want to help people, blah, blah, and you get the policies wrong because you're liberal.
Right.
Got it.
That's one thing.
Yes. If you're truly a progressive and just want to control and you're a power junkie and for yourself, no. If Rose is somebody that just vehemently disagrees with a lot of what I say, but it's coming from her heart, she's somebody I can talk to. I just told Chris, I said, you probably won't, you know, get her. I'm sure she has misconceptions about us and the Blaze and everything else. Rose, you sit down here. We can find common ground, and we can do good in this world.
Did you pick up on her directness?
Unbelievable.
I mean, it kind of gave me chills. She spoke direct. By the way, I don't know.
And that's
know,
not phony, by the way.
Right, right, right. I don't know the journalist's name that did that Dateline interview.
Right.
But great job in being silent and letting,
letting her
speak. Respond.
Right.
Because there's moments in that interview where she is speaking directly
to Alyssa. To Alyssa and CAA.
Yeah, yeah. She's speaking to these people. They're corrupt, she's
you know
essentially
what?
Saying.
I believe Rose. I don't think she's being crazy and conspiracy theory
right.
about
I don't
CAA.
Think so either.
The way she paused and said, I don't like her. She's a lie and this stuff. There's some other things going on in Hollywood. A lot of this Me Too and whatever else, you know what this is? This is actually, I think now, to give Hollywood and some people even more power.
Yeah.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.